5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Yes, it is the top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show. So we should probably just get started. And as always, we will start with...
Number five.
Sam, this may sound familiar to you because obviously you were listening to Dan and I in our pre-show meeting. The Predators and Penguins get set for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight. Eddie Olczyk, who's that? The wonderful Eddie Olczyk, thinks it will be a hard-fought series.
I expect 6 or 7 games. I just wonder at some point here, does Pittsburgh hit a little bit of a wall here with all the hockey they played over the course of the last year? But, you know, Pittsburgh's the favorite for the right reasons. The guys in Vegas have it right. But I don't think Nashville's going to go away quietly. And like I said, if the guy in goal in Nashville can steal them a game or two, that could end up being the difference. So, but I would give the edge to Pittsburgh just slightly because they've been there, they've done that, and you know they have a little bit more depth. But it should be one heck of a series between the Penguins and Predators.
Sam, do you buy into the fact that the Penguins, despite the salary cap and the age of their players, are able to bounce back and get back in the final, that bodes well for the Blackhawks because people are starting to get a little worried?
I don't know if it bodes well for the Blackhawks. I mean, they have a couple things in-house they have to deal with on their end. They need some personnel changes. So I don't think this will affect anything the Blackhawks do next season, because what did we talk about this coming season or the season we just had? Well, the Hawks are rested. They're fresh. They're ready. And then they got swept. So I wouldn't think this has anything to do with what the Hawks do.
Well, the only thing that people have been saying is, you know, the Penguins have an older roster. They have a few core big money stars that they're having to build around, and yet they're able to do that. And that's what the Blackhawks are looking to
have to do. Right, but the Penguins star players this year actually played well. Taves and Kane and Panarin, not so much. So the solution, it sounds simple. Your best players have to be your best players. And this year for Chicago, they weren't. For Pittsburgh and for Nashville, that's certainly been the case. Remember, the last repeat champion in hockey, the Red Wings, 97-98. It hasn't been done in a long time.
Could be something to see. It is going to be a good series. I agree with Edzo. It could go the distance because Nashville doesn't seem to be going away this year, for better or for worse. And I'm glad to see Nashville also still being little babies.
I like the P's, Pittsburgh, Predators, Penguins.
It's that explosive boom, boom, boom. But I like that Nashville being babies still and not letting Pittsburgh fans buy tickets to the final, because they fear any fan from another fan base, because I guess they're just so gentle down there.
It's June in Nashville. The ice might melt.
You thought they went through beer before. Will the Pittsburgh folks get there?
It's Steel City crowd gets there.
That's right. It's going to be hot. The ice will be melting. People will be drinking more beer. It's going to be crazy. There's going to be belt buckles and cowboy hats and squids flying everywhere.
And that's only at Tootsie's.
Yeah. That's just across the road. Oh, let's continue, shall we?
Number four.
Ooh, Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout opened up this weekend at Disneyland Resort in Anaheim. Fresno's ABC 30, top-notch station. Fresno's ABC 30 News sent reporter Corey James, I don't think that's his real name, to try the ride out.
As you can see, the ride has already started. You hear the music that we've been talking about, too, so...
Easy, Corey. Now, Dan, you saw the video. That was him screaming like that? That high-pitched wail was from a grown man?
That would be Corey James of ABC 30 in Fresno.
Fresno. Maybe that explains why he's still in Fresno. That high-pitched scream. And I hate to say a high-pitched, girlish type of scream, but it was very high-pitched. Now, I've been on some thrill rides in the past, and normally my default is to just curse. I never let out a high-pitched scream like Corey just did. That seemed a little excessive. Sam, you're a screamer, aren't you?
No.
No, of course not. Keep it very, very quiet. Everything's very hush-hush with you.
I get scared, but I can't even let it out. I'm like, and I can't. I just, like, inhale.
Oh, but that could be dangerous.
Well. Yeah, but it's scary.
Well, sure. Well, now it's even scarier to know that anytime you go to an amusement park, you could die, Violetta. I don't want to think about that.
Well, I'm breathing. I can't let out the scream.
You can't scream. You just can't scream.
Because I'm so scared.
Okay. Listen, so have you been looking? Do you like roller coasters? I saw there was a big new roller coaster at Six Flags, the Joker.
Yeah, the Joker.
Looks that
good.
Looks terrifying. I love roller coasters, yeah. But when you flip forward and sideways,
no.
And I'm waiting for something to snap.
Yeah, my neck, and then there's going to be my lunch all over the people below. That's not going to be good at all. The good thing for me is a lot of times I can get out of having to go on those rides because I'm too tall. Used to be because I was too fat, but then I lost the weight, and now it's a lot of these rides you can't be over 6 feet.
And
or you'll get decapitated.
Why? Because your knees are in your...
No, yeah, because of the way...
You flip upside down, yeah. And your head might scrape on the pavement.
Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah,
have.
So that's... Yeah. I was going to say you're lucky, but maybe it's not luck. I don't know. But yeah, so there's a lot that you can't go on when you're 6'5".
You could get fat again and do nothing.
Well, you know, I don't think so. I'd rather just deal with the tall part and then go on the ones that I can go on.
And then you get the elephant ear.
The elephant... Oh, I've never been a big elephant ear fan.
Ugh,
I don't like that fried dough stuff. Nah.
Yeah,
or the funnel cakes. I'm not a funnel cake guy either.
Mm. That was not funnel cakes.
You like funnel cakes?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't like to dress them up with strawberries, though. That just ruins it.
You're a purist?
Yeah.
Just some powdered sugar?
Exactly.
Straight up powdered sugar?
Yep.
Do you mock the people at the fair when you see them with other accoutrements?
Yeah, I don't know why you would do that. It probably ended up also being like a $50 funnel cake.
That's no good. A funnel cake shouldn't cost more than $2. Let's be honest. I know they do.
Five at least.
No, but it should never be more than $2.
Your coffee's not even $2.
I know. I'm just saying, in a world where everything was correct, a funnel cake doesn't cost you more than $2. Plus, I never like watching them make the funnel cakes.
That's the best part.
No, it looks like the biological function. I'm not a fan. All right, let's continue, shall we?
Number three.
North Korea. Wow, North Carolina doesn't have ballistic missiles as far as I know. North Korea fired a ballistic missile early today, hours after Secretary of Defense James Mattis expressed worry on CBS's Face the Nation about what war with the communist state would look like.
A conflict in North Korea, John, would be probably the worst kind of fighting in most people's lifetimes. Why do I say this? The North Korean regime has hundreds of artillery cannons and rocket launchers within range of one of the most densely populated cities on Earth, which is the capital of South Korea. We are working with the international community to deal with this issue. This regime is a threat to the region, to Japan, to South Korea, and in the event of war, they would bring danger to China and to Russia as well. But the bottom line is it would be a catastrophic war if this turns into combat, if we're not able to resolve this situation through diplomatic means.
Although Mattis emphasized the necessity to take the North Korean threat seriously, host John Dickerson asked the retired general if anything else makes him worry.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
Wow. He's like the boogeyman. That was very scary. We are in the midst of the top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show. I believe we left off at...
Number two.
Tiger Woods was arrested and charged with driving under the influence in Jupiter, Florida around 3 o'clock Monday morning. ESPN hot take artist. Oh, Sam, is that a good adjective for Stephen A. Smith, a hot take artist?
Perfect.
Yes, hot take artist. Stephen A. Smith took to the air to talk about Woods' fall from grace.
Well, I need to get back, you know, physically. I know that the mind is sharp. I just need to get the body willing to do it. That's the hard part, is getting the prep time in.
Yeah.
And I haven't been able to get as much prep time in. I haven't been able to train like I used to, practice like I used to. So it's been harder. And, you know, my priorities have changed a lot. My kids now dominate my life. And, you know, I think that's a good thing.
That was Stephen A. Smith doing his Tiger Woods impression. No, that was actually Tiger, who was talking to Good Morning America in March. He spoke about being, you know, his goal to get back at the top of his golf game. But now, because we can't go a whole top 5 at 5 without hearing from a hot take artiste, Stephen A. Smith.
What you're witnessing right now before your very eyes is not just an individual that has fallen from grace. It's an individual that finds it very difficult to look himself in the mirror because he knows that he got busted by the entire world for being the liar and the phony that he was at that particular moment in time. And until he gets it out of his mind to get beyond that, until he gets back to the point where he could give 2 cents about what anybody thinks or what anybody says and just goes about the business of getting himself healthy, he is going to be an absolute mess.
Wow. That was a hot take. Would you agree, Sam? Hot take?
Scorching.
I like that Stephen A. Smith assumes that he knows exactly what's in Tiger's head, but that's what Stephen A. Smith does. You know, when you deal with hot takes, you just get inside somebody's head and spout off. When are you going to be a hot take artist?
I hope to never do that. I hope to just tell it the way I see it. I don't need to dress it up. Because you know when he gets off the set, he doesn't probably believe in half of the things he says.
Well, yeah, you're probably right. It's all entertainment. That's what they always say, the hot take artist.
It's opinion over being objective now, and that's unfortunate.
But that's in everything. That's and it's mostly in sports. I mean, think about the main successful sports broadcasters. Most of them are dealing takes. Everything's takes.
Most of them. There are some that are still old and true, but you know, you're right. It's the way it's going. And now Fox Sports 1, they've been doing this argument all playoffs. Well, LeBron's finally better than Jordan. You know, you always have to compare, and
right.
It's pretty silly.
Well, it gets people all revved up.
Right. Well, that's the point. On the golf side of things, two quick notes. Tiger's last major win, 2008. Ugh. He won the U.S. Open. His last win on the tour, 2013.
I feel bad for Tiger Woods. And I don't know why.
Why?
I just said I don't know. No, I feel bad for him because
it's a fall from grace.
Right,
it's
tragic. You have
it is tragic.
A guy with all this talent and a guy who proved how tough he was. He played with a broken leg for that whole season. He's a guy who you thought had everything under control, but that just goes to show what we see in a public persona is not actually the case. We didn't know anything about the infidelities and the problems at home, and now whatever would lead him to do this. And, you know, the popular thing on Twitter today was, oh, he couldn't afford a driver. You know, when people are drinking, they don't make the most rational decisions. You know, whether they're athletes, whether they're the guy who lives next door to you, whatever it is, there's just something. And I don't know why. Because he's supposedly aloof and cold, and he doesn't seem very approachable. But he seemed like a solid professional, and it's sad to see him the downfall of this.
It just seems after the death of his father, everything just spiraled downward.
That's it, and then maybe that's why. Maybe that fuels my sadness.
Number one.
And finally, number one, President Trump offered his tribute to America's service members during a memorial speech at Arlington National Cemetery. He offered a few thoughts on those who gave their lives in defense of the country.
We can never replace them. We can never repay them. But we can always remember. And today, that is what we are doing. We remember. We only hope that every day we can prove worthy, not only of their sacrifice and service, but of the sacrifice made by the families and loved ones they left behind.
There you go. Can't argue with those sentiments. Nicely done, Mr. President. All right, that is it.
The top five at five.